Once again, The Ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Okay, we have the results of our 12 days of auction item today. Where's Dylan?
He stepped out. I'll go find him.
We're stuck with Daddy. Okay, Daddy.
Good to see you too, Norm.
Give us the results.
I don't have him. I have to go find him.
Okay, somebody won the bidding for the big dinner today.
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
Thank you, Monty.
Thank you, David. It's the sweet spot. Waiting for the hard line to get in here. And of course, we're the baseball show of record, but we watch a little hockey.
Yeah.
Talk some Stanley Cup finals.
As you heard last segment.
Yeah, just killing it. And we also learned that they have the Stanley Pup going on, which is like the Puppy Bowl for hockey. Now, they're not actually on ice, which would be hilarious.
Because we have it on the NHL Network, and they were showing a promo for it. So apparently that's going to happen before Game 4.
And they all have... state like hockey player names too.
Of course they do.
There's a Max Doge. Tam likes that one.
Okay.
Artemi Panarin.
All right.
Let's see who else we have in here. Let's see some ones we might know. Jordan Bone Ington.
Okay, like Benton.
So stupid. Yeah.
All right. I'm in.
I think you could probably adopt these dogs, maybe, too.
That's our annual
maybe that'll
Super
be my
Bowl
next
pregame
one.
Show.
Maverick Bark.
Oh, there we go. I like it. Maverick Bark.
I like it.
We need Maverick Bark. And Macklin Selaweeny, the weenie dog.
Okay.
That's my favorite.
Now, we watch Puppy Bowl every year before Super Bowl, because the women in my house, that's what they prefer.
The Puppy Bowl
I'll
over
them
the...
watch that for like 5 hours before turning it over to the actual game.
Yeah.
Did you see one of them died?
Yeah.
One of the dogs?
Yeah. They had a wheelchair dog.
Oh, yeah.
And I think he won MVP for being wheelchair-y. That was way to really bring it down there, Justin.
So is one going to take a skate to the neck in this one?
God.
Again, I don't think they're on skates.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
All right, 257 ham.
Thank you, Mino. Eatsy's Market and Bakery and Gimme the Den brings you Fart Face Monto.
Fart Face, huh?
Childish.
Yeah, it's like I'm on the playground. I'm over there doing my routine on the monkey bars, and I get called a fart face. Well, thank you very much, Ham, as we continue the Why Today Doesn't Suck vamping until the hardline decides to walk in here.
They're
in their room. Bob's eating his salad.
He's eating the biggest salad.
Big-ass salad.
He does have 3.5 pounds of lettuce to... sift through.
Unhinging his jaw and holding an iceberg in there.
So we've got to get through that, and they got to plan the show. And
Sturmosaurus.
DJ's
working hard.
DJ's
listen.
Telling them what's what.
Take a more active role in the show.
DJ's got the laser pointer out.
Well, I'm glad. You guys are doing okay, but we can get better.
Ham just walked in and goes... they've been on for 5 minutes.
It's been like three. We're talking the Stanley Pup. You missed that.
Oh. Well, I watched it. If you guys want to rehash it all.
Okay.
So what's up with the Stanley Cup?
No, it's Stanley Pup. It's like the Puppy Bowl for the Stanley Cup.
Wow. Okay.
There's dogs.
I'm in.
There's Macklin Selaweeny, the weenie dog.
So dumb.
Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Well, now we have the hard line in studio.
Kale McCollar.
Bob, Corby, Dave.
Corby.
Dave.
And I just wanted to make sure they were in here because we have some important things to get to. Today is Monday, June the 8th.
Hey, Bob.
And Mike.
Patrick K9. And, of course, Evander K9. He's kind of a son of a bitch, though.
I think I'm here for all of them. Just keep going.
The 159th day of 2026, 206 days are left in the year.
200.
It is National Oopsie Daisy Day.
What?
So if you F up later, you got a free pass.
Well, luckily a show is about to go on the air that has never messed up anything.
Well, just issue a Oopsie Daisy and all is good.
Do you think we're going to extend Jason Slobertson?
Gosh.
It's a real dog. There.
No, okay, it's not like a real dog. Some idiot named it that.
So is there going to be an offshoot TV show called In Heated Rivalry?
Ooh.
Okay. Now you're talking. I wish I knew more NHL players so I could contribute to this list. I don't know enough.
Does it make me gay that I really like the Heated Rivalry Guys commercial when he's dancing and stuff for the Peloton? Have you guys not seen
it's
that?
It's pretty hot.
I know.
It's a hot commercial.
Yeah.
It does.
He's got moves.
And he winks at you.
Yay.
Oh, a TV. He's
winking at me. You start kissing the TV.
You too could be gay.
It is also National Cancer Thriver Day.
Oh.
And
for Justin.
Cancer. Race Unity Day.
Yes.
This is the one day a year.
Mind your P's and Q's, Corby.
Yeah.
That should solve it.
But if I do say something racist, I can go, oopsie daisy.
That's right.
There you go.
They make sure to get themselves
good it's on
out.
The same day.
Yeah.
In the unlikely event, you could say something racist.
Corby Davidson? Yeah, I don't know.
Oopsie daisy.
Time to do another fake black guy. Here he is. Oopsie daisy.
Yeah. That's a... It's more of a tribute.
Oh.
Well, that sorts everything right out.
Thank
Corby
you.
Marketing team is doing wonders to...
Always bet on black.
Sell your product. on this date in the year 1949, George Orwell's 1984 is published.
Okay. Good read.
How was the 10-minute movie version?
I feel like that was mandatory reading in high school.
Yeah.
Was it for everyone?
Like junior.
Yeah, something like
sophomore,
that.
Sophomore, junior.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think I ever read it.
Yeah. We read Holes. Well, that was like 7th grade.
Yeah, that was 7th grade.
Holes?
We did. We read Holes.
Not in college. On this date in the year 1966, the rivals of the National Football League and the American Football League announced that they will emerge. The first Super Bowl between the two leagues took place at the end of the 1966 season.
We'll see about that.
It'll never work.
And anybody that won anything before that doesn't count.
Push them together.
Has to say Super Bowl.
Exactly.
In 1968, James Earl Ray, the suspect in the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr., arrested. That's James Earl Jones.
I wish we knew.
I wonder if they knew each other.
I'm sure he loved being confused for MLK's killer.
Well, he's dead, so.
Would you rather be that or be the other Jerry Sandusky?
God.
You're just trying to sit there and call Joe Flacco plays.
And wasn't there
Or would you rather be the other Michael Bolton?
Didn't we learn on the internet that there is a Jerry Sandusky that looks like Jerry Sandusky? Like, that's
sure
even worse.
No, I said Jerry Sandusky.
I feel like the voice of the Ravens or somebody is named Jerry Sandusky.
Somebody, yeah.
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 Easily Sorry. Amused.
Why should I change? He's the one that sucks.
Oh.
Well.
And did y'all hear about the Puppy Bowl?
The Pup Cup.
Oh, yeah. The
Stanley Pup.
Stanley Pup. In the year 1984, Ghostbusters premieres in theaters.
Hell yeah. Game changer. For ghosts.
They finally got their movie.
For ghosts
They've been
everywhere.
Waiting for representation, and what they got was the big marshmallow man.
After all that taxation stuff.
The Stay Puft Man.
Holds up, too. Still holds up. Funny.
Which one was Rick Moranis in?
That
all
one?
All of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where's he been? Look into that, DJ. In 1992...
I think his wife passed away. And
he's in the new Spaceballs.
Yes. The whole crew.
In 1992...
Except for
I think he retired because his wife died.
Oh.
Right.
Nice. Accurate drop, yeah.
Greatness.
I was there. When she died?
Boring.
On this date in the year 1992, Yankee pitcher Steve Howe banned from baseball for the 7th time.
Steve! How?
How? Was he cocaine or DUI or all of it?
All of them. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then he died in 06 The autopsy revealed he had meth in his system.
God.
I was there.
That guy went hard.
7 times?
That might be the greatest drop in ticket history.
It really is.
That's how you know when Lando was at a famous event, when you hear his grunt. It's like the Wilhelm scream.
Just makes me so happy.
There's Lando again. And in the year, and we'll do that one. P1 birthdays. Good day, Monty E. Cobra. Please wish my good friend Logan Kirsting a very happy 27th birthday as he enters in a new year of his prime.
No one cares, Logan.
His leaders are Gordo, the Overcusser, and Alamo Art. Drop request, Steve Busby's Ranger Ribs.
Ranger Ribs.
Cholula.com, Ranger's Ribs. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Thank you from Corby's favorite Charleston/Panic P1 Charlie.
Oh, I remember meeting him.
There's no chance.
Production. Robinson Chirinos.
Mike Florio. 61.
Wario.
Beating.
Justin, I have a birthday.
Oh.
Good P1, Mitchell Clemens, who listens every damn day, says he is 38 years old today. He's dubbed this the least consequential year of his life. His leaders are the Great Gordo and Jimmy Dean Breakfast Sausage. And he said, drop request anything Lando.
Oh. So
dealer's choice there.
He's had a big day then.
Yeah. A horrible decision for your birthday.
Happy birthday, Mitchell.
Yes, happy birthday indeed. Boz Skaggs is 82.
Boz.
Skelly. Tim Berners-Lee is 71. He invented the internet. So you're welcome. Keenan Ivory Wayans, 68.
Boz. Oh, I know this guy. Black dude.
Oh, very oopsie daisy time. Go ahead and get yours out of the way at 3:07. Frank Grillo, 61. He was in Tulsa King, amongst other things.
Is that a good show?
Yeah, if you like Sylvester Stallone really going out on a limb and being Sylvester Stallone.
Does he have one of those arrows that when he shoots you with it, it makes you explode?
No, you're thinking of Rambo.
No. Oh. Because that's a cool weapon to have.
This is more 80-year-old Sylvester Stallone taking over a hick town.
Does he have a big knife that you can unscrew the bottom
nope,
with?
Also Rambo.
Take a shot.
Yeah.
He's not fighting any mohawked black men or Russians.
Did he and Tulsa cooler King if he did. Win the Vietnam War all by himself?
Actually, yes on that one.
Okay.
Kevin Farley, 61.
Is that Chris's brother?
Yep. They have to put that on the marquee when he's doing stand-up. Juliana Margulies, 60.
Okay. Greatness.
In her day.
Mm-hmm. Still her day.
That'd probably mean a lot to her. Send her that clip.
You're not dead yet.
Kanye West, 49.
Mm. Yeah.
In his day.
Yeah. E! News.
Sturgill? First two albums, awesome. Let me just say, prior to meeting Kardashians, everything was
the
fine.
Nazis. I mean, he wasn't My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy during Kardashian time?
I'm not saying it's horrible. Fine. I'm saying 1 and 2 are 1 and 2. Maybe 2 and 1 are 1 and 2, but that's where I am.
Yeah.
7-8-7-13-10.
Is that our poll question today?
Not really up for votes, though. That's the
oh,
thing.
Oh, yeah. He's just telling you the way it is.
No.
Tony Hinchcliffe, 42.
It's saying it to your face. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Born on this day,
no,
now
who's
dead.
This? Who's this? I'm sorry.
No.
It's one word Kanye. Probably best. He would got a lot farther in life if he just said one word
right,
at a time.
Right. And it wasn't Hitler.
Yeah, if he had become Hitler Hodor and just said Hitler over and over, that might have been a problem.
Hitler Hodor.
I don't know what he means.
Would that have been really weird in Game of Thrones if Hodor just said Hitler.
And then we get the, in season five, the...
But his name's still Hodor?
Backstory. It probably, yeah, George R.R. Martin would have had a lot of explaining as to why he named that guy Hitler. But I guess he could have done it at some point. Born in the State, Now Dead. Barbara Bush.
Babs.
Barbara Bush.
Joan Rivers.
God.
If she just had a little work done, she'd have looked all right.
What do you have against Joan Rivers, Corby?
She was so everywhere when we were growing up, and I just would watch her and be like, "Why is she supposed to be funny?"
You enjoy the arts?
Are you aware of the Joan Rivers diet?
No.
She would eat whatever she wanted. She would chew it up and then spit it into a bucket. She would just enjoy the taste of it, but not actually swallow.
For real?
Yeah.
So she would just be munching on a Whopper and then spit it into a bucket?
Yeah.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Interesting. Well, how did she have sustenance? Like, she would eat something.
Well, she would eat something, yes, but most of the food did not actually go down her throat into her stomach.
It's like ham eating sauerkraut.
Also born this day, now dead, the great Jerry Stiller.
Oh, God. You know what? I hope the Knicks win one for Jerry.
Yeah. He's looking down.
That's right. If you're wondering, man, why is Josh Hart going really hard tonight? It's probably for Jerry Stiller. Born this day, now dead, died of a split-in-half wiener, Chuck Negron.
Mm.
Hot dog.
And born this day, now dead, of Milli Vanilli, Rob P.
Died of an accidental overdose.
Dangled?
He did. He died doing what he loved.
He dangled to death.
He dangled himself over a building.
And his arms fell off.
On acid.
Yep.
Down this day, still dead, Satchel Paige. He was good, Corby. Get over it.
What?
I'm
sorry.
Did
he come back and pitch in the majors when he was like 78?
Yeah, and
something
they
like
hung a 12 ERA on him.
Right. He was like Austin Hedges yesterday.
Also down this day, still dead. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said this. Andrew Jackson.
Hmm.
Down this day, still dead. Pat Robertson.
Bob.
There's zero relation to Bob with Pat Robertson.
Okay.
Your go-to write-in presidential vote.
Another year for Pat.
There is no connection whatsoever. You can tie me to the MyPillow guy easier than you can tie me to Pat Robertson.
Four.
I love that guy's name is My Pillow Guy.
The write-in no ticket of Pat Robertson name. And My Pillow Guy
for VP.
There's only one Lindell, and it's Essa.
And down stay still dead in 2018, Anthony Bourdain.
My Pillow Guy.
And Tony Bourdain.
Shut it down! Oh, no! Let's go!
Bye, Justin.
Hi, David.
Hi, Alex Ovechkin.
From the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC, this is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus station.